Yes, good morning. My name is Tony, calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, let me ask you, is your home a... survey.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, apartment, or condominium, or manufactured?
All of them. I have a whole bunch of houses, yeah. But I'm in Jacksonville. I mean, the hurricanes are a problem, but I don't know what they're going to do about them.
Okay, but you don't live in Florida. You live in Florida,
yeah. I have 15 houses. That's why you had all of the above.
Okay. All right. All right, so I can pick just one, because I can pick one. Okay, you say one of them. Okay, sorry, can you tell me what year, you say you have 15 homes, right?
Yeah.
Well, can we do the one where you live?
That was built in 1987.
Okay. Okay, sir, and have any upgrade modifications been made to the property?
Oh, yeah. I built it myself.
Have you done, like, roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage, all that?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a structural upgrades, like raised home?
Like what?
Like raised, raised the home.
You can't do that. It's just
monolithic
slab.
All right, so in how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Not too many. Probably 65.
All right. All right, so have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or a 5?
All of them. We've been here so long, the hurricane.
But have you personally or any adult in, okay.
Going all the way back to Donna, Dora, Charlie,
okay,
Irma,
let me go.
Matthew, you name it, we've been there.
So Donna, can you name him again, one by one?
1960, I think Donna hit.
Okay.
Donna went up the East Coast. 1964, I think Dora. I can't remember which one was which. Dora hit one
Dora.
In 60, and then Donna, or one of them hit in 64, one hit in 60. But we've had hurricanes my whole life.
Okay, can you give me three more? Because I have, one, two, three, and four, and five.
Charlie.
The ones you can remember. Charlie, okay.
Let's see what another name of one.
Charlie.
The one that just came last, it only had three letters. It was like...
Ian?
Ian, yeah.
Okay, maybe write that down, Ian, okay.
And then there's... So they got so many of them. There was three of them that went by the same place down there. It went through Jacksonville. I can't even remember any more of them, but... Oh, Andrew and
Andrew.
Katrina and the one that went up to Georgetown that went by Jacksonville must have been. It went through Georgetown. I mean, they've been hitting ever since I was a kid. So you name it, we probably heard about.
Okay. Okay. All right, sir, and have you or any adults in the household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
In Jacksonville, nothing tremendous. Just 30,000 damage one time.
Okay, so, but yes, right, you have been hit.
But nothing bad.
Nothing bad. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
I think it was 26,000, something like that.
Okay. 26,000. All right, sir. And can you tell me, you know, what were the primary causes of damage of your home? Like, was it like debris in the wind breaking your windows?
Tree falling. Yeah, no, tree falling on the house.
Okay, trees. That's it, right?
Yeah.
No wind damage of the roof.
Well, that's what caused it. The wind blew the tree, so the tree fell down, but the wind didn't really cause the damage. The tree did.
The tree did. Okay. All right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a reaction there.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a house that was just blown away with the wind, but trees
fall
on the house. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage, you know, to damage from the hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that we've never been flooded. The streets have been flooded. We have had tremendous rains and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't really feel a big deal about that.
Okay, so not too vulnerable then.
No.
Okay. All right, sir. And if a serious hurricane or threaten your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, like board up the home, buy supplies and equipment?
No, I don't even do that. I just make sure my cars are parked somewhere that nothing falls on them.
Okay, so be like you would not make any preparations, and your home is already prepared, right?
Well, see, I've never had that issue, so I don't worry about the windows. I tell my tenants sometimes they want to tape the windows or something, they can do that, but that's the least of the problem. I mean, that's not in Jacksonville. We don't catch a lot of direct force, high power winds, so we don't have that issue in North Florida. We just have mainly rain, flooding, and trees falling is the majority of the thing. And the only flooding comes from if the hurricane comes in the center of the state and the counterclockwise wind blows the river water into the residential, that's the only way we get flooding.
All right. Okay. All right. So in Jacksonville, really don't have that problem. All right.
No,
then now,
unless the hurricane comes in the center of the state.
Okay. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Now, here's what I do. If I just watch radar, if bands are getting close, then I just make sure my cars are protected. That's all I do.
Okay. Okay. So you
I see all these crazy people going out of town and then they're getting stuck and run out of gas. So I just laugh at them.
Okay, my. Protect.
Because they have these mandatory evacuations and all they do is everybody runs out of gas.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your house, you know, your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home, you know, from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Say who's protecting it?
Considering yourself and others, you know, in your household, how certain are you that your household, will have all the information needed to protect yourselves? And your
we're
home,
fine.
You know,
we're
from
fine. See, I have radar on my phone, so if I have any problems, I just
be very,
watch.
Very certain, right, that you are protected.
Yeah. I'm on top of it all the time. So if the storms come, that first thing I do is look at radar.
Okay, sir, and please select your top three sources of information, like an internet source other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, or print media. Friends and family.
So radar,
of course.
The radar is the best. And then they have Hurricane Watch like every 30 minutes on different stations. So if you just go on there and say Hurricane Watch for Irma, and it'll tell
you
where
like,
it is.
On the radio, right?
Yeah. No. On the internet. On my phone.
Internet.
Internet.
Okay,
but
what about
from
TV?
The best is the No, I don't do that. I don't even watch TV. I don't even have a TV. The best is the SkyWatch on phone and the radar. See, the radar is all over the world, so you just pick up, you can look where all the storms are, you can see where they're coming from. That radar is the actual number one tool.
Oh, okay, so, okay, got you. I already wrote down radar. All right, so on a scale from 1 through 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
We're always a 3. And,
3.
And so if you're, you know, I don't like to go get a whole bunch of water. My ex-wife goes and gets gallons of water. I said, I don't do all that. So she has a storm coming up. She'll go get 10 gallons of water and all this stuff. I said, I don't do that.
Okay, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm, like transportation costs, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of child care, cost of food and other essentials?
We don't have that issue. The only thing we have is right before the storm, like 2 days before, I make sure my gas is filled up, because if the power goes out too much and the gas stations run out of gas, you don't have any gas. That's the only thing you have to worry about. And sometimes the stores are closed, but I would say that they will open back up as soon as possible, unless there's power outage.
Okay, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Well, sort of. See, I'm a mile from the river, and if the river totally floods, our street will flood, but my house is never flooded.
But just flood, right? Not evacuation zone.
Well, they always say evacuation, but I never evacuate.
They always do that.
They always say you have to move somewhere, and I just say hell with it.
Okay, now, what is the letter designated for the flood zone? Do you know? A, high flood risk, B, moderate, and C, low risk.
Well, see, ours is probably between A and B. We're a mile from the river, and the river feeds directly into the ocean. So we're compounded, because if the water's blowing in the St. John's River, then it will flood the surrounding river. I mean, up to a mile.
All right. And what is the letter designation for evacuation zone? I have A, all hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes, C, if advised by authorities, D, if advised by authorities, and E, if advised by authorities.
Well, here's what happens. It's all daily. So if they come along, like, they have a mandatory evacuation, but it usually is a failure because everybody's trying to go out one of the main interstates and they all run out of gas. So I don't do that. My lawyer got stuck 15 miles from Jacksonville one time, run out of gas, no gas stations. I said, see, that's what you get for trying to evacuate and follow the rules.
Okay, so
just stayed home.
Okay. All right, sir. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected
No. Here's what would happen. If there was a hurricane coming, like I said, it's a crazy situation. If you think you're going to leave, you'd have to leave about a week earlier than the hurricane's coming. If you wait less than a week, the traffic's so bad, you can't evacuate. So it's one of those situations. I have never evacuated, and I've never had a big issue. But some of my friends have had evacuations, and some of them have stayed in their houses. So it's kind of a touch-and-go situation, and I don't know the advantage of evacuating, because – if you're on a barrier island or on the coast and the storm's going to hit you directly, I would say we need to make evacuation efforts. But if it's coming up the coast and it's 200 miles away, I would say I wouldn't do anything.
Okay. All right, sir, if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
Well, if I was really going to leave, I'd probably go. It's all depending on where the storm's coming from and where it's headed. So if it's going north and you're going to be in the way, the best thing to do is try to go north. That's not a good question, because it just depends on which direction the storm's coming from.
Okay. So it would depend, right?
It depends on which direction the storm's coming from and how strong it is and how much damage it's already causing, because some of these things are projected to go to a tropical storm by the time it gets to you, but it may be a Category 3, all of a sudden it diminishes. So that's why I say it's an unprecise science.
All right, sir, and how many vehicles are available in your household?
I have 5 cars.
5, okay.
But anyway, how much more you got to ask me? I got to do something else.
We're almost done, sir. We're almost at the end. Okay.
Okay.
What is the dollar amount deductible on your insurance policy?
$500.
Okay.
All right. But it used to be $500.
And how confident are you that you could come up with $500, for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say
Just put it on my credit card.
So very, very certain that you could come up with that,
not
certain. Okay.
Absolutely. All right, sir, just pay it.
Okay. How has your insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased?
Doubled.
Remained the same?
Doubled.
Doubled. Okay.
It's doubled.
All right. What about 1 to 3 years?
Ago?
Yes.
It's probably tripled.
Triple, okay. 3 to 5, would it maybe stay the same or increase?
No, in the last 3 to 5, see, it was pretty cheap and before COVID it started going up, but this year it went up 50%, it doubled. So that's the first time it ever did that.
So 3 to 5 was maybe decreased significantly or decreased somewhat?
It was probably inexpensive then.
Okay. All right. And what about 5 to 10 years, if you can remember?
No, it's cheap.
Okay. So what?
It was cheap. All of a sudden, see, Florida's messed up. Florida needs to figure out what they're doing, because my houses in Georgia are still cheap.
Okay. Okay, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change the insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying higher price, higher rate?
You can't do anything. You just have to pay it.
Okay.
Because what's the problem is you have to have the coverage.
Okay. All right, so if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range?
You can't do that.
Okay.
The insurance company sets the rate.
Okay, sir. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs, homeownership costs, were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher, moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you would not move from your home?
Well, eventually you have to make the decision what you're going to do, because I would say inflation is pushing the values up and the cities are raising the taxes. So what's going to happen is sooner or later you just have to sell one of your other houses and pay it and make sure you have a paid off house, so you just pay in taxes and insurance. And then you have to make sure you have enough money to cover.
Okay, so you would pretty much would not move from the house, right?
No, because if everything's paid for, you actually have a source of income to make sure you cover your taxes and insurance.
Okay, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeownership insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, or yes or no?
It already is. I don't have any mortgages.
Okay.
And I still have insurance. Now, you know, it's a risk. I mean, it's a 50-50 risk. If you were to have no insurance on your house, then you have to sit here and say, okay, what's my odds of something happening? And it's just a decision you have to make. And you just have to say, okay, is it worth not having insurance? Because if you count how much insurance you pay for all the years, you pay a ton of insurance.
Okay, so if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help, you know, to reimburse your costs? A federal government, a state government, or local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
That's a difficult question because FEMA should come in and help. The state should help. The city may not have any money to help, but that's what they should do.
So federal and state, right?
Yeah.
Okay, federal and state. All right, so on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? Would you say no confidence, or reasonable confidence, or very high confidence on that?
Here's the issue, if you really want to know. They've strengthened the building codes so much that probably 50% of this construction is no inspection. So people are, all it's doing is backfiring on them. I'm a contractor. So the increased codes are backfiring on the quality of the houses because the people are doing the work without any permits, so there's no inspections at all. So the building department in Jacksonville thinks that there's about 50% of the work is unpermitted because they got so strict.
Be no confidence or reasonable confidence on that?
Well, it's a mixed bag because if you get a permit, the city's going to make sure you do it right. If you don't get a permit, nobody knows what you're doing. So you have to have a home inspection on something when you go to buy it to make sure that a flimflam didn't put it together.
Okay.
So you have no control over it now, because see, if 50% are not permitted, there's no quality control at all.
So what number would you give that, you know,
probably 2.5.
Okay, give me just full number. I don't have half, so just 2 or 3.
2.
Okay. All right, what about the land, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
That's all political. So whatever you want to do, you can do it. But they try to fix it, but they can't.
No confidence.
No, it's political. It's too political.
Okay. What about the new developments, you know, take into account hurricane wind risk?
They're just limited. All they can do is build the houses, cut down all the trees, plant new trees. It's a mixed bag there. There's nothing anybody can do.
So no confidence or very high confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence. Okay, what about the new developments take into account flood risk?
I mean, it's a mixed bag again. No confidence because the land is sold.
Okay.
They mitigate out. If they buy a swamp and turn it into condos, then they had to mitigate out the land use. So they traded something else for it.
What about the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
I'm telling you again, they're too strict because people are avoiding them.
All right, sir. Well, really thank you for your time. Okay, we're almost done. I only have a few more questions and we should be finished.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Okay, do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida or do you... Or finances will be affected?
No, it's not rising.
So it's not happening, right?
Just these people are getting fooled by the hurricanes coming in, and they're thinking the sea level's rising. But, you know, the beach is the same as it was 50 years ago. So, you know, you look at it, the bridge is the same, the roads are the same. So what are you going to say?
Okay, most of Florida coastal area have very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level. and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about, you know, flooding
Zero.
In your area?
Zero.
So
see, my, house is only my house is only 23 feet.
Okay. All right, sir. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? You can
the trees.
Neighborhood. Was it neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flooding zone, proximity to family, proximity to job? You said trees.
Just trees, right? Oak trees. Full oak trees.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than 1 year? Between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10.
I never sell my houses, but I live in different houses, so I may never sell it, and I may move somewhere. I'll build another house now, so who knows what I do? I just like to be around in different houses.
So you would say maybe more?
I keep them all. More than.
Okay, more than 20 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir, and just a few general background questions, and we'll be finished, okay? What is your age, 18 to 34, 35 70, to 50?
74, 71.
71, all right. Thank you, sir. Okay, and what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, and including yourself, how many people live in the household?
One.
Just one, okay. No kids under 16, right? I mean, 12?
No, they're all married. They're all married.
Okay, no one. Okay. Okay, so here's one.
Are you done?
No, sir. We're almost finished. Let me write this down, okay? Do you, about the household. Okay, so this one be, we almost finished. We're at the end, towards the end. Okay, so now what is your marital status? Single, married, living with a partner,
Divorced.
Okay, and what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member in the household?
College.
College graduated, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And are you Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Just plain
Caucasian,
old Americans. Caucasian, that's good.
Okay, and what language is most often, you know, spoken in your home?
English.
Okay, all right, sir, and last question, please tell me, is your income range for, you know, for your household under 20,000, 20 to 30,
no.
20 to 50? 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over 100,000?
Over.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation
okay.
in this survey. Okay. You have a great day, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Matt. Bye.